Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains August 15th through the 18th. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
The one of one is missing.
I knew something was up.
Pop, that's almost twice as much going for the same price.
I just freaking love that Raider rookie logo.
Doing more vines.
Which one of these five quarterbacks has the worst set of pass catchers to throw the football to?
Guess how much I sniped this for an auction.
Number to five, you dirty animal.
I'm telling you, these optic on-card autos are money.
Yes, sir. We are back. Andy moved into his new house. That's why we've had the hiatus. And we are talking football cards. Andy, this is the golden opportunity to sell the cards of a man who was more focused on his rap career than his football career. The Dolphins signed Darren Waller out of nowhere. So if you're not listing your Darren Waller cards right now, what are you doing with your life?
Yeah. My life has been crazy with a big move here and work, but I am so hyped to talk football cards with you right now, Carter, because I look at the solds right before the live stream here and Darren Waller flying off the shelves. And we're talking about a 2015 rookie, someone like you just mentioned, who's been more focused on things off the field, has partly been retired for several seasons now. And I mean, his cards are moving quite a bit. If you look at the screen here, I'm about to pull up. I mean, we're talking like rookies and stars, combine uniform out of 50, selling for $20. You know, the rookie ticket auto, $22.50. You just see a lot more buy it nows. Obviously, nothing crazy. Like, it's not like his cards are going to go for what we're seeing 2025 rookies going for that we're going to talk about here in a minute. But at the same time, you're seeing the impulse buys. You're seeing the cards moved. I think this is a golden opportunity to sell Darren Waller if you got those, you know, in a dusty box somewhere in your closet.
So since it's been a while since we've done a live stream, what is your biggest takeaway from football cards over the past couple of weeks?
Well, you know, you still have a lot of focus on the rookies. Jaden Daniels is still the man. You know, Bo Nix has actually picked up some hype, I've noticed. And he has now moved closer to Caleb Williams, and then Drake May has also picked up some hype. So I'm seeing the off-season activity around quarterbacks and rookies really pick up as we're heading into the national season. So you should see some of these transactions on some of these case hits and ultra-low serial numbered cards. They're getting pretty crazy this time of year. You also have a lot of people flipping Hall of Famers, legends of the sport. This is where I really want to talk about, Carter. I want to do a little overvalue, undervalued with you.
Let's go right into it. Let's
NFL
go.
NFL RPS first look autos that have come back from Panini. So Panini has done really good this year in getting these back to us in a timely manner. I've actually got a box of them I need to open myself, but they are back and these cards are extremely hot right now. And it's just crazy how much they're selling for. Because a year from now, when all the other sets come out, these cards aren't frowned up. It's not like a Leaf card, you know, and it's not like I would say it's not like a scorecard. It's not at the bottom of the set rankings, but it's also not at the top. You know, Prism's going to beat it. National Treasure's Flawless, Immaculate. There's also Optic, Autos, you know, Contenders, Rookie Ticket Autos. All those cards are going to end up beating this card out when those come out. But right now, these are just the absolute cream of the crop, like super premium cards for rookies.
Cam Scataboo, a hundo.
$100.
You know what's funny? That's what his college uni cards were going before we even knew where he was going in the pre-draft cycle. Some were going in the 115 range.
And actually, in my Dynasty league, which I did a rookie draft a few weeks ago, people were beating down my door for my third round pick, and I ended up drafting Cam Scataboo, and everybody wanted him. So that you can see that demand is carried over. It's in the hobby. There's a lot of like truthers for Cam Scataboo cards. $100. I mean, Carter, I think he's got a good opportunity here with the New York Giants, but poor offensive line. We have a total question mark for the offense here this year. Do you feel that is undervalued or overvalued?
Yeah, obviously, I think that's overvalued. I don't think this offense is going to be where it needs to be. I also like Tyrone Tracy a little bit more than most, but it is also strange because this is going to be my play of the week. And Andy, as many of you know, or as you know, oftentimes I'm just giving out plays. I don't have a gazillion bucks to actually make all these plays, but it is still crazy to me that you could go buy Devon Achane autos, pretty much any auto, for way less than half of that. And Achane is still like young. Like, I mean, it's not like he's a dusty old veteran. This isn't Joe Mixon we're talking about. So I understand, obviously, Achane has all his sets out, and that is the absolute first Cam Scataboo card. So it's not going to be a $100 card, but man, $100 for that auto. I don't know how much higher that's going to be.
Yeah, it's tough to say. I mean, he's really got to impress here in preseason, and I think it could potentially go up. I mean, look, next one up, Matthew Golden, wide receiver drafted by the Green Bay Packers in a crowded wide receiver room, selling for $130. And that's a super impressive transaction. I think it's overvalued, especially when compared to Cam Scataboo, because we don't know how many targets Matthew Golden's going to be able to earn in this offense. It's pretty interesting. Obviously, he's going to earn some, but is it going to be consistent enough early on to warrant this type of price? Carter, what say you?
Yeah, first-round draft capital obviously goes to a really good offense, but it's a crowded offense. So what's funny is Christian Watson's out the door, so I think Golden will step into the field stretcher Watson type of role. But I could see him have that big, big, big first weekend. But this is one I really want to talk about. Tyler Shuck, I think this is actually a really good purchase. If you're telling me I could get a Tyler Shuck card, an actual QB auto, a QB many are projecting to actually start week one, I can get that auto number to 99 for the same price as a Cam Scataboo card. Also, Cam Scataboo going for 35 or what is that? Yeah, $35 more than Travion Henderson. Once again, it's just one purchase, whatever. But still, you know, even Tyler Shuck going less than Will Howard. I think Tyler Shuck of these cards you've shown me. Once again, these are just one price. But you know, if I'm making a play here, Andy, part of it is a preseason play. So sign me up for Shuck at that price.
Yeah, and I think you're looking to flip him in preseason. You know, yes. He's getting to go up against second, third string offenses. It's like a soft entry into the NFL, you know, and then you flip him. It's like Dorian Thompson Robinson. If you flipped him in preseason of his rookie season, you made some really good money. But if you held any length of time past that, you lost money.
And one more thing about Tyler Shuck before we move on to the next player. Why I really like him as a potential preseason flip is because there is a clear path to playing time. And his biggest weakness for me outside of injury history, which, you know, is massive for him, and some turnover issues and all of that. And he is not comfortable in the pocket. You know, some have said his pocket presence is actually good. I don't see it. I think he's one, obviously, with the injury history that likes to bail or get very tap dancey. So the reason why that's relevant is because when it comes to an underwear Olympics where you're not getting hit, he's going to look really good because his best throws look better than any of the best throws of any other quarterback in this class. So I like Tyler Shuck. Any Saints uni auto for a hundo, I'm buying there. But I, in the long term, no, not my kind of guy.
Yeah, I can't remember exactly. And I have to go back to the Panini website and look at some of the history there to see what those were bought for at the PaniniAmerica.net prices. But I know, like, for the skill position players, these were $30 to $40 cards. Crazy. So you were able to get the Cam Scadabout, they sold out quick, right? There's only 99 of them. But they sold for like $30 to $35 on the Panini website. You know, when they drop, same thing for Matthew Golden. I think these quarterbacks that didn't have the first string or like starting certainty also sold for like that $40 to $50 range. So you see people are already making money, and it's like really early. I would be holding these cards and pricing them high, Carter, and yeah, trying to flip them in preseason, because between now and then, we're really not getting a whole lot else out, especially pro uniform, that is going to trump these cards. I mean, these cards right now are top of the line, you know, top of the crop, man, cream of the crop here. I mean, look at that Colston Loveland for 180, bro.
That's not a real sale.
That's the Chicago fan base right there. Michigan pedigree.
I don't think that's a real sale. All right. Good to see Pick Six in the chat. He agrees with me, or actually disagrees with me. He says he wants to see Tyler Shuck first. Well, once again, if you are going to make a preseason flip play, not what I would necessarily do with my own money right now, but I think Tyler Shuck's going to have a good preseason. I do. But then when the actual games start, I think he will kind of turn into a slightly better version of Will Levis, and that's obviously what we don't want as Saints fans. But $180 for Colston Loveland, which is weird, Andy, because he's having a brutal offseason, having to recover from the shoulder situation. So he's had nothing but negative news. I mean, he should be healthy for week one, but, man, $180, that's crazy.
Yeah, because the supply is so limited on these, I think you have people, different fan bases, there's different impulse levels. I could see it. I could see, you know, no shade against the Chicago fans, but there's some high rollers up there, and I could see them wanting like impulse first Chicago Bears uniform autograph Colston Loveland card, dropping it for the C Love, the auto. I think his auto is pretty cool. I mean, I don't know if it's cool as Scats, but, you know.
Nothing's cooler than that. That is a thing of beauty, Scat. I love it. I freaking love it. So you see that Tyler Shuck. Okay, that one's numbered to 10. That one goes for $350. Yeah, I wouldn't touch that one. Travion's price isn't the worst, but it's just, once again, you can – I think Devon Achane could be the RB1 overall in fantasy this next year. And you're telling me I could go buy rookie Devon Achane autos for the same price as a Travion Henderson auto? I understand supply demand. I understand the hot new rookie thing. But it's hard for me to not see a world where Achane doesn't have a massive week where his card gets back up to the Bijan Gibbs level.
Dude, Achane's a proven home run hitter. Proven home. Wow. See, this is what I love about targeting auctions at this time of year. You just can't beat this. Silver Prism, sealed by Panini, so it gives you that little boost in value. It looks great. I mean, centering solid, but it's sealed by Panini, so I would leave it in that. I wouldn't even grade this. And you have an auction that closes on two bids for $48. That's basically half off of what we see this buy it now go for of the same exact card July 1st, just a few days later for $100. And the PSA 10, once again, auction, you're getting a PSA 10 for $20 more than that raw sold for and buy it now. So it's like, man, right now, if you just put in the legwork on these auctions on some of these second, third year players, like Devon Achain is a proven home run hitter. And I think you're right, Carter. He's got potential to be a league winner this year. And that means he's got potential to seriously spike in card value as well.
Yeah. So here I am holding my PSA 10 Silver Prism Achain, $40 total out the door.
Wow.
For the Silver Prism PSA 10. So I'm just waiting for that spike week. So I'll list this as a buy it now for, I don't know what I'm going to list it, but if somebody wants to come get it, I mean, come get it.
Well, let's use Slab Hawk here, Carter.
Let's see what the Slab Hawk data. It was kind of impulsing. I was like, PSA 10 of a player I do like a lot.
You text me before you bought it though.
Yeah. So yeah. I was like the Bijan for this goes 80. The Gibbs for this goes, I believe, around 80. So let's see what the all-time. I actually didn't look at my Slab Hawk at all.
Mm-mm. Shame on you.
I did. That's on me, man. That's on me.
So 58% grade rate from raw to PSA 10. That's pretty solid. The two-year average is $55.
Okay.
So you're already getting at a deal on the two-year average. Now, the 52-week high is 156, but that may be – something. Oh, it was a buy it now. Look, I mean, this is a verified transaction, but of course, buy it now, like the week of the Super Bowl. Who knows why they're, you know, you never know why people impulse buy when they do, you know.
But I think
what you're typically looking at here, Carter, if you go back, I like to go back and look at the beginning of September, like $78 auction. That's wonderful. DC Sports 87. I think this is what you can expect on the upside. Somewhere between 75 and 100, depending on the spike, depending on size of performance, scenario of the game. Is it a primetime game? Is it first week of the season? Is it, how big was the performance? You know, all those factors play into it on how much hype he could get and how much that could drive the price up. But I love the card at the price point you got. Super premium. You got at a phenomenal deal here with tons of room for profit.
Yeah, and it's not some crazy profit, and especially if you take in eBay fees. I feel like I'll sell it for like 60 or 70 when he goes off for, you know, 1 week. Also, just wanted to buy a card. Because I remember a few years ago, my big play was on Star Stock, and Cooper Cup PSA 10s on Star Stock were going for 35 a pop, and I bought them all and sold them all. For a lot, and then he went on to win the Triple Crown. I think Devon Achain has a chance to do the same thing. And Andy, you know, I'm not a buyer or speculator of running backs. I'm just a believer. We say hi to the Card Society. Welcome. Family Burliner, a Card Quest legend. Good to see you as well. Now, Andy, we've covered everything we've wanted to cover to start in our pre-show prep. But now we're in a weird midway point of the football card hobby. And I think early July is the weirdest month because I do think there are plenty of opportunities for you to still buy and flip before season, as we just mentioned a minute ago. I also think it's one of those situations where, as a seller, you need to start prepping for training camp season, okay? Early July is always when I take a look at my inventory and I look to see what I want to move. Is this player that I have an older player? Is this one of the last hype cycles I'll get to deal with? I'm doing that with some of my Tyrann Mathieu cards right now. How much longer is he going to play? His cards normally get a little spike before the season. Also, Andy, we're in a midway point because we're about 2 weeks away from the National, and we are 2 weeks from Fanatics Fest that I indeed attended, where the hobby story of Fanatics Fest was the Jaden Daniels rookie card going for $500,000. My friend Sports Card Taxi sold the card with the Roth cards. And we did an interview. You could check it out for yourself on the Football Card Quest. It's on Andy's channel. They told me their thought process behind the whole deal and all that. So we're also getting ready for the National coming up here in a few weeks. And we're also many months now away from the NFL draft. So, Andy, do you agree this is a good time for everyone to take a look at their inventory and figure out what they want to do going into this next year?
Yeah, that's a smart play, because if you start it now, you know, you get distracted. You can only spend so much time on a daily basis, right? Right. You know, we've got families, jobs, everything, et cetera. So, you know, you start it now, then you in hopes that you'll be done by the beginning to middle of August, because you really don't want to find yourself at the beginning of August not having done any organization, no listing, nothing. Now, all of a sudden, you're trying to ramp up, and you are behind the eight ball at that point. So that's a smart play, Carter. Sharp.
Yeah, and Andy, I will say, as far as, you know, I'm not going to talk too much about Fanatics Fest. It's so far away. The one thing I will say, though, is there were a lot of card tables. Because the year before, there was a bunch of people complaining about there wasn't as much card stuff as they would have liked. This year, there was quite a bit of card stuff. Obviously, the National is better for your super diehard quest cast. So, like, what we really love out of football cards, you're going to have more of your dollar boxes and stuff like that there. But I was had a very good time at Fanatics Fest looking at all the football cards. And I say all of that because, man, dude, people freaking love them some football cards. Right? It was in freaking sane, the transactions I saw with football cards there. Andy, do you still feel the same way about the hobby?
Oh, yeah, man. You just look at the best sellers and sealed wax. I mean, people chasing 2025. In terms of the speculation, you know, I don't see that a lot has changed. If anything, I see that it's even picked up for football. And football is the most year-round opportunity in the hobby out of all the sports, just because of the different, I guess, the different periods you have: free agency, draft, yeah, and then you have training camp, and then preseason, regular season, playoffs. You have like those five different time periods throughout the year that the other sports just don't get the same amount of hype from.
Yeah, I will say, I would slightly push back against that. The soccer market is just so much weirder, because football cards is essentially college NFL soccer. There's 1,000 different leagues. People love them some basketball cards, Andy. They just do. And I get it. I come from a football card dad, or a basketball card dad, and he's still a big, big, big basketball card collector. But, dude, the amount of kids of wanting Duke college uniform Cooper Flag cards were insane. But overall, I just wanted to share from my experience that people still freaking do love sports cards. And the funny thing about it, Andy, was this was a very expensive trip for everyone to make. I could not have made this trip alone, all right? I needed help, and obviously I went with my father. You know, I paid some, but, you know, he wanted me to go with him. I will also say there were so many, like, people doing breaks and card breakers and all that. 2,000 or 3,000 followers, like, not anything crazy. I mean, your audience dwarfed theirs, and there they were, freaking buying $4,000. It cost $4,000 to set up there, and I was like, "Are y'all actually?" I became friends with some of them. They're like, "Oh, yeah, we're not making a whole lot of money. We just want to be here. We just freaking love it." So it is funny that people are still that freaking die hard about it, Andy.
That is cool. Yeah, I was just looking at the you know, speaking of breaking sealed product, I was looking at the best sellers here on blowoutcards.com, and you've got this 2025 Panini Score Football Hobby Box is out, and it's just $225 for that box is pretty steep. But if you look at what you're chasing out of it, I mean, people are chasing the Tyler Shucks. There's that non-serial number for 35. Your hit rate's probably going to be pretty low on something like that. But people are chasing Ashton Jeanty, the auto non-serial number Ashton Jeanty, 150. And then, of course, you're chasing Shedeur Sanders, who's going for a few hundred on the gold score auto out of 50. You see how you get the college uniform, but you do get a pro helmet logo there. So that's it gives you a little bit of that NFL appeal, early set release that kids can buy this set at Target and Walmart, you know, so they can chase some of the rookies, potentially pull Travis Hunter. I mean, look, Travis going for 204, non-serial numbered rookie auto.
Yeah, but you see the big difference, right? Not only are Travis Hunter and Shedeur way bigger stars, they're able to have Colorado on their uniform, and you'll see the others aren't. Mikel Williams, you see Mikel Williams, all his logos are off.
Yeah, Jalen Royals.
All his logos are off. Terrence Ferguson and Jeanty. So, yeah, it's interesting. Family Berliner, yes. Prism No Huddle is hobby only, I believe, right? And Card Society says, yes. Look, the legendary content creator himself, Ziggy Nowen, here. So,
there you go. What's up, Ziggy? Cool, man. No, it's good to see you. Appreciate you joining the chat. I'd love to know what everybody out there is chasing right now. Like, what are you guys, what's the hottest card that you guys are chasing right now? Let us know in the chat.
Yeah, you know, for me, Andy, I would definitely sell if I ripped this product and I pulled Ashton Jeanty, I'm definitely selling it now. But I want to go back to Shedeur and Travis. I do want to share one massive sports card story, Andy. Is that Arch Manning signed with Panini?
Let's go.
So Arch signs with Panini, and his family are Fanatics guys. The Mannings, big Fanatics guys, like the actual parents, which, you know, didn't shock me because Panini does a really good job marketing the younger QBs. They sponsor the Elite 11 every year, so they put a lot of legwork in it. You want that. You want more. You don't want everybody to sign with Fanatics. So it is very interesting. So when you're opening this, understand and look for the college unis. See which ones actually do have the college logos on there, because it does make it more desirable.
Yeah, it definitely adds value. All those little things add value. It just adds legitimacy to the cards that, you know, does a lot.
Let's go to our first super chat. James showing us some love. Yeah. I love watching you guys and the insight you give the community. We need more people like you guys. Yeah, James, I wish I met actually all quite a few of the big sports card influencers. Met Jeff Wilson. So yeah, I mean, we want to be bigger than those guys. So please like, share all that stuff. It does help and go a long way. But James, thank you so much. Derek Stingley Prism Choice Cherry Blossom. Okay, I'm a Cherry Blossom guy. Andy, the Card Society wants your thoughts on Tet McMillan.
You know, I haven't seen any Tet McMillan solds in the cards that we've looked at today. So let's take a quick peek here and see what those are going to. You know, the landing spot's a smaller market, tough division. We got Bryce Young really coming off of a solid second season. So he's definitely picked up some steam. It'll be interesting to see what happens in this offense this year. But he's certainly one of those guys that we've called out as a buy low. And I think that, you know, Tet McMillan was super expensive in college uniforms. So I'm really interested to see what he's doing now with anything else out new. You know, yeah. the other thing real quick, Carter, the other new set that is out for 2025, which is a super hot card, are XRCs. So 2024 Select just recently dropped the end of June, which in that set has redemptions for 2025 XRCs. They'll get those back in a couple months. Those are other cards that a lot of people in the hobby consider as a first really nice chrome stock rookie card. Just put that on your radar. So there's a lot of redemption selling. There's a big debate out there. Like, do you redeem the card and sell it, or do you sell the redemption now? And I'd love to get your take on that, Carter.
Yeah, I would sell the redemption now. I mean, they normally do fine. Of course, like the actual card, seeing the card in theory will make you feel a lot better as a buyer. But yeah, I would sell the redemption now because people are still buying the redemptions.
And Tet McMillan redemptions are going a lot cheaper than some of these other guys. So he's no longer like, I feel like before the draft, his college uniform cards were hanging in there close to guys like Travis Hunter and Ashton Jeanty, and they've dropped, and it's probably because of the Panthers landing spot.
Interesting.
Yes.
Let's go to James Super Chat question. I'm going to send off my LeBron James and Tom Brady Fleer Metal rookies. Who would you guys grade with, PSA or Beckett? I would do PSA for that. You know, normally like with patch cards, some would say send to Beckett. But yeah, if you want to grade, obviously those are, you know, two A-list names. I would just go PSA, especially if they're, it depends, you know, I'm not too much of an expert on LeBron's Fleer Metal rookie market, but, you know, for Brady, I would just definitely send both the PSA, Andy.
Yeah, that's probably what I would do too.
Now, I will say if PSA was an on-site grading for Fanatics Fest, Beckett was, if I'm not mistaken. So if that were the case, I would obviously just a lot easier to do that. Mm-hmm. But there you go. We get this question from Ziggy No. When will we start breaking? We should start breaking. Why not?
Yeah, we should get back into it because our way of determining who gets what teams was revolutionary, and I haven't seen anybody really pick it up. It was easy to do, and it was so much fun. You know, we did an auction-style draft where you eliminate all the positions, and you just leave the team selections. So it's team, defense, special teams, right? So all you have to pick from is the teams, and we had four rounds of auctions. So everybody got four teams. Everybody buys into the break for the same price, and then everybody gets to bid using auction dollars. So arbitrary amount of money from Sleeper Fantasy. You can use that to host it. It's what we use to host it. It was so much fun competing against your friends to see who's going to pay the most sleeper dollars. Because then once you spend all your sleeper dollars for the team you want, now you're left with the scraps. So everybody kind of gets the team that they want. At the same time, some people can get a spread of some really good teams if you play it right. It's a lot of fun. We've done it before. You have to go back on the channel and look and see how we've done it. We should do it again.
James says LeBron's from the Tom's draft night rookie. Yeah, just send it in. I if you want James, we do offer a service where Andy will evaluate it for you. So there you go. But if it's a somewhat common card of those players, I would really evaluate it. But sometimes, you know, especially with something as iconic as a LeBron or a Brady rookie, there's just so much upside in actually just taking a shot. What if it does gem, right? But it would really, really, really need to gem. But final thoughts here, Andy, on T-Mac. You know, he was weird because I was kind of on the middle of him as a prospect. I do think he matches up well with Bryce, though.
Yeah, I think it's an exciting opportunity for him to be a wide receiver one, an alpha, you know. So let's see. Let's see how this rookie season starts. It's harder for wide receivers than it is for running backs. You know, running backs, just hand me the ball. Let me do my thing, right? They can generate. But then when you're talking about a wide receiver, there's a lot of skill involved. So in chemistry with the quarterback for that, for those highlight reels and those big performances to come to fruition. So it doesn't always happen right away with rookie wide receivers as often as it does with rookie running backs. And I think that's why you see rookie running backs getting more hype. This price here for Tet, $46, pretty favorable compared to what you've seen. We just looked at $200 Travis Hunter. You looked at $100 Ashton Dent. So this is priced a little bit lower than those premium guys, super premium first rounders. And it's just tough, man. The Panthers fan base is smaller. They've been a down franchise for the past, I don't know what, 5+ years now.
Yeah.
I feel like ever since Cam Newton left, they've been, you know, ever since he took them to the Super Bowl, he's been down. They've been down. So I don't know, man. It's tough.
We talked about Matthew Golden a little bit earlier, and Card Society wants your thoughts as well, Andy, on Cam Ward.
Oh, I love Cam Ward. I don't understand why people are more bullish on Cam Ward. I mean, I think Cam Ward might still be undervalued, even though he got the number one overall selection. You know, once again, Titans, down franchise as of late, smaller fan base. Cam Ward also doesn't, as you see, doesn't have the card selection. Let's look here. Let's look at some of the solds. It's important to go to solds. All right. Still seeing Bowman Chrome University sell. See if there's any scores or anything like that. But look, Bowman Chrome, you first. Not the team that he's best known for, though. PSA 10, less than 250. This extension's not working. He signs a Fanatics exclusive, then I'm assuming.
Well, okay.
I'm not seeing the Cam Ward scores, RPS first looks, anything like that. That tells me right away, if you don't see that within the first dozen solds, he's a Fanatics exclusive athlete. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Or you would see those solds at the top of the list because those are the premium cards for players right now. So not seeing those. So that tells me it's Fanatics exclusive, which means you got to chase either something from Fanatics because I don't see any Topps product out yet for those guys. Or you're chasing Bowman Chrome University first, which compared to Travis Hunter, Shedeur Sanders, those other guys, are undervalued. Ashton Genty, these are undervalued still.
But, go to that sealed, that one right there.
This Panini, one, the NIO?
Yeah, Panini Instant sealed.
Okay. No logos. No logos, no team name.
Yeah, College Uni. So there you go. All right, Andy, before we get to a hobby tip of the week, I do want to share one thing we should all be rooting for. And it is Shedeur Sanders. You might not like Shedeur. He's not necessarily my favorite quarterback. And part of why I'm not like just a Shedeur Sanders fan is because if you do a video, and this isn't him per se, if you do a video on Shedeur Sanders and you are in the least bit critical, be ready for every single human being to rip your trachea out. They freaking will do anything to worship the Shedeur throne. And I have not been like, you know, very praiseworthy of Shedeur. In fact, I had a fourth or fifth round grade on him. But I'm rooting for him for a few reasons. The first is, we need as many good quarterbacks in every draft cycle because it's good for the sports card hobby. And there's so many people that have spent already hundreds of dollars on Shedeur cards, Andy, since a few years ago. I mean, Onyx cards, we're going for 250 per Shador auto, which is a pretty high amount. And that was before he really did anything. But he's also signed with Panini. And you want balance. You don't want all the best young quarterbacks to just be signed with Topps and Fanatics. And I am a big Fanatics fan. But you've got to root for Shador, because if he does well, that is good for Panini, obviously, but it's good for the hobby as a whole. So I'm rooting for all Shador. Do you have any Shador cards?
I'm trying to think if I got any instance. I would have got some instance. I don't think I did though. I think I just got some skill position autos. So I don't have any exposure right now. And I'll probably be like more of like a wait and see. Let's see what happens. Maybe buy the midseason dip if he has one. If he doesn't start, or if he starts and performs poorly, then that's a great opportunity to buy in like October, November. But yeah, I agree with you, man. He promotes himself. He leverages his own, namesake and all the hype he's got off the field as well. But I haven't followed as closely the last couple of weeks since I was moving. I had so much going on, but before that, he was lighting up camp. He was lighting up OTAs, and their coaches were all impressed. So has that changed at all, Carter, or is he still got hype in camp?
I would be very skeptical of any training camp data. Okay, I would be very skeptical. All right, for a few reasons. Number one, there's another rookie quarterback along with two other quarterbacks in the room that are all vying for the first team reps. Kenny Pickett, Joe Flacco, and obviously Dylan Gabriel is in there. The second thing is obviously there's a mixture of backups. The third thing is I want rough reps during training camp so you could practice to see what you will get away from, what you could get away with in actual games. And the next thing is you only see the highlights from ground level. Right, where at quarterback, obviously at a broadcast angle, it's still not high enough for you to get a full evaluation. I would have liked higher angles for me to see what's really going on. But I'm rooting for Shador, but I wouldn't get too carried away with the training camp highlights.
Yeah. See, Brad B asking where Steve went. Well, Steve and I were actually texting not too long ago. So it was just a matter of where I moved. I lived in an apartment. I had to, basically combine my bedroom with office. I couldn't stream at night. Steve's schedule was busy. He could only stream at night. So our nightly live streams basically got canceled for a time there. And I'm looking to maybe bring them back. You know, now that I've got an office here, I've got more flexibility. I've got, more resources here to be able to do a live stream at night. I might bring the night live stream back, Carter.
So I didn't know you were talking about it,
out there.
You're talking about Kaladesi, right?
Yeah, yeah.
The Hitman.
Yeah. The Hitman, yeah.
Got to you, man.
I have to reach out to Hitman.
Here's one reason I like Kaladesi even more than you, Andy, is he's a best ball bro. You're not a best ball bro. Like us, man.
I never earned my badge status, man.
You got to be in the best ball streets like me. By the way, my Fast Draft fantasy code is still live right now. Sign up to play best ball on Fast Draft. I freaking love Fast Draft. Promo code Carter, deposit match bonus. It helps me in a very huge, huge, huge way. A fantasy draft that lasts less than 10 minutes. Are you freaking kidding me?
Yeah. And
your hobby tip of the week.
Can't beat that, man.
What is Andy Kaysen's hobby tip of this glorious week in July?
It's going to be hard to beat your, you're one of starting to get organized and listing. I would say make sure you're seriously considering selling Aaron Rodgers and Darren Waller right now. A couple of dusty veterans that I think will not exceed expectations when the season starts. And Aaron Rodgers has been lighting up DK Metcalf in camp. I definitely saw that. Can't miss it. And his cards are selling well right now. So consider moving him before the season starts. And then Looking at blowoutcards.com, they've got some interesting sales right now, Carter. 2021 Optic going on sale for $44.25 per blaster box. That's not a bad deal when everybody is chasing these 2025 and 2024 select blaster boxes for $65. I'd almost rather have the 2021 and chase guys like Trevor Lawrence, Justin Fields. You know, you got Ja'Marr Chase and stuff in there. There's a lot to chase in 2021. And then you can, you know, potentially get those graded. You never know what you pull out of there, but I like the price point on that. So that's kind of my hobby tip is, you know, it's a nice zag to other people who are zigging.
Two hobby tips for me. And by the way, I like that hobby tip. I really do. The first is in the AI era and just with low social media standards, whether it's X or Facebook or any of that, AI is still not where it needs to be, which is a good and bad thing. The bad part about it, though, is people are still getting duped with all these fake AI stories. Like, so-and-so donated $50 million for hurricane relief and all of that. The same thing is true with, like, football cards. Like, AI dupe stories and cards and all of that still hadn't really hit the hobby just yet. So in every single transaction, in everything you read in the internet, everything, it doesn't matter how heartwarming the story may be, I'm starting to see reputable outlets. There's a big one. I had to put a fire out regarding an LSU story before I jumped on here because my phone was like, hey, really? Be skeptical of everything. Every last thing that you do in the hobby, ask yourself 12 times over, is this something that I should do, right? Really, really, really ask yourself when you're looking at a card or anything like that, because, man, dude, there are so many people faking coining cards now. They've gotten really good at stealing other people's photos, trying to make it look like it's their own and changing up how the text appears on the screen. So, Andy, I'd like your reaction to the first tip of the week here.
Yeah, man, I dude, I'm super hesitant. Like, I would say when I first got in the hobby, I was more on the impulse buy side, and I got caught up into it a couple times, and I never got burned on a transaction in terms of getting like frauded, but I overpaid like ridiculous amount. Like, I remember I bought an Alex Smith PSA 10 on a whim, like on a Sunday. I heard he was going to start for the Redskins. This was back in 2020, and I bought it on a whim, way overpaid, never like made any money, lost money on the card or whatnot. And so ever since, like, after stuff like that, you know, unfortunately I had to learn lessons the hard way, but I started digging into solds more, started looking at comparing pictures to make sure things were legitimate, started looking at sellers more, like, before I bought something, especially anything of any considerable value, like, started looking at what else does that seller sell? How many things have they sold? You know, I'm trying to get to learn more about the sellers on eBay before you make a sizable purchase, especially if you're doing it on eBay. And that'll tell you a lot. Like, if that seller has got one football card and then they're selling like some kids' clothes and some baby shoes, and then they've got like a Ninja Turtles figure. Like, I don't know, man. It's a little sketchy. You know what I'm saying?
You got to be careful. And then my second hobby tip, Andy, the value of a Black Finite. Holy heck. Black Finites interest every single human being that walks by your showcase. Black Finites. One of ones. Dude, it is something. All right, so obviously go listen to the interview. I talked to Sports Card Taxi, the guy that sold the Jane Daniels for $500,000 to Jane Daniels and the owner of the Commanders, and Michael Rubin. That is going to be the biggest moment of their sports card lives. In fact, to me, it really is like a top five sports card public transaction, the way all of that went down. So, you know, once again, I'm not like super close with Roth or Sports Car Taxi or anything like that, but we talked about that, the value of a black finite one of one. So I have a Tyrann Mathieu black finite one of one in my collection right here from his rookie season. Now it's an insert, but Andy, I purchased this card for $125, or something like that. There's no way I'm selling that card for less than $1,000, even though it's probably not worth $1,000. I always think there's going to be someone out there that would be willing to pay for most black finite one of ones. The same thing is true for gold number to tens, but there's just obviously more of them. But and I know we touched on it before. Every single person would stop to look at a black finite one of one. I can't quit singing the praises of it. They're expensive to get into. I totally get it. But if you get a deal on one of a semi-decent player, you always have to look into it.
What do you say now that you brought it up again? I remember this comment by Hector, our buddy Hector. You know, he's been a longtime fantasy or football card quester here. And he said that it was rehearsed. The transaction between Ruben and Roth, this was rehearsed and this was staged for entertainment.
Yeah. So here, I get it. Once again, I'm not close to them at all. So I'm not defending their honor or anything like that. Could that indeed be the case? Yeah, definitely could be the case. Or a wink, wink, nod, nod, whatever.
Let's do this at trade night kind of thing.
Right. And it was like buzzworthy and all that stuff. And both of them are huge Commanders fans or whatever. I would like to think that it wasn't like totally staged or anything like that. Because I do know them and I'm a Jaden guy and all that stuff. But my retort to that would be, why would Michael Rubin, owner of Fanatics and Topps, Panini Prism is the biggest winner of that whole thing, all right? your number one competitor is the big winner of that entire trade night that they spent, like the whole event. Obviously, he's losing money, but that entire everything was talking about Panini Prism 101. Why, if that were the case, why wouldn't, if you were really staging something, why wouldn't Ruben find the one of one Jaden non-logo whatever? Why wouldn't he find that card to promote his thing? That would make me really raise my eyebrow to it. So I totally get it. There were, and I will be honest as well, Andy, there were a lot of those kind of fall kind of weird deals where celebrity walks up to this booth and this card and whatever. I could totally see that, but I don't know. I just don't think Michael Rubin would do that when he spent all that money on Topps to promote a Prism card.
What is that Fanatics Fest, though? So potentially he makes more money off of Fanatics Fest, or feels that it is a promotion for Panini, because none of his non-licensed auto cards are even going to come close to that Black Finite one of one. But it is Fanatics Fest, and the biggest deal went down at Fanatics Fest. So you got to go to Fanatics Fest, regardless if it's in Dubai or New York City or wherever.
Okay, well, then if you're going to do that, then make it be like a Topps something. Like, make it be where it's like a Wimby card or something like that.
I guess, but Jaden's one of the hottest names in the sport now. And
I will definitely listen to those who say it was entirely set up. There's a piece of me that thinks, hey, you need to be here for this or whatever. But the main point still remains the same, is a black finite one of one of Jaden Daniels sold for $500,000, which I don't know if that card is really worth that. I'm the biggest Jaden guy you'll know. But that's the power of the one-on-one, man. That is the power of the freaking one-on-one.
Yeah. It's all arbitrary at that point. I mean, it's like, what is it worth to you? The Tom Brady Contenders Rookie Ticket Auto sold for at its peak, like what, 1.2 million, 1.5 million. You know, this card's so rare. I think there was less than 50 of them. And the one, I think that one was a PSA 9 or maybe it was a 10. But yeah, I mean, it's like at that point, when it's basically a one of one. It's worth whatever the buyer's willing to pay.
Yeah. We'll see what happens there. All right, Andy, play of the week.
All right. I just had this up a minute ago. I don't know, man. I think this play of the week has got to be some of these plays. Like, I look at J.K. Dobbins now on the Denver Broncos, and he didn't really get the bump because of R.J. Harvey coming in. But I think this is a very running back friendly team. I think if you're running back, you got to be really excited about the opportunity with the Denver Broncos. This is an ascending franchise. This franchise is like really set up to have a good season. And I think that J.K. Dobbins could be a nice buy low flip here. And in fact, I'm going to show you how cheap his cards are. He's not that old. I get he had the injury concerns, but last year he really proved that he shook a lot of those off, Carter. A lot of those off. So look at J.K. Dobbins' rookie autos, like from nice sets too. I mean, with these cards are just selling. You got an orange Pulsar. It's got color match to the Broncos now. Out of 25, $20. You know, he's got more pass blocking experience in the NFL. He's a good all-around running back. He can catch. Obviously, he's got explosive capabilities. And you've got an out of 25 rookie patch auto for going for $20 in auction. That's sick.
Great deal.
Very cheap right now. So, you know, especially with the injury volatility at the running back position, R.J. Harvey goes down. All of a sudden, people are looking at J.K. Dobbins as a bell cow. Saying it could happen. You never know, but it's a good stash play for the current situation he's in. And I like the preseason, early season favorability for the Broncos. And then I also like the potential for them to make a playoffs this year. And I think this could be an interesting card down the stretch as well to have at the end of the year. And prices right now on guys like this, beautiful.
Andy, let me ask you this before I get my play of the week. Are you still, and our guy Chad Dyer used to be the biggest proponent of this, are you still a big backup QB hunter?
I mean, yeah, not really.
Not as much as he used to be.
I get the idea around it. But the thing is, like, if it doesn't come to fruition, like, I've got like two or three Prism rookie autos of guys like Jake Browning. I've got Jake Browning. I've got Gardner Minshew, you know, and I don't know when I'm going to be able to flip them. Who knows? I could be holding those things for years, man. Mike White, it's like I could be holding them for years, or I could get lucky. It's like playing the lottery with that backup QB hunting, whereas I've got a lot more like expected upside and opportunity to flip on guys like J.K. Dobbins, for prime example.
Well, I need to step in the shoes of our guy Chad Dyer. What are your thoughts on Malik Willis, Andy? When I say Malik Willis, what do you think?
Improved. I mean, he improved so much this past season for the Packers. I was really impressed, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I mean, the offense flowed. Now, he's not as good as Jordan Love, but I get some dual threat ability, and they went out there won games, right? His Indianapolis tape was fine, right? So I'm going to give you not one but two backup QBs if you are a backup QB hunter. So I'll start with Malik Willis. This is a guy that knows the offense from start to finish. So let's just say Jordan Love were to go down, right? Packers are probably one of the better backup QB situations in the NFL. A guy who knows the offense, a guy who will come in and actually run so the defense won't be adjusted to it. So more than likely, he's going to do well if he were to step in to a game. And we've already seen him go out there and win games in one of the best offensive ecosystems in the NFL. His autos can range anywhere from 5, 10, 15, 20. But if he goes out there and balls out, Andy, where do a lot of those autos go? They go into the 50, 75.
Yeah.
And then he'll get a big deal, and some team would think he could be a starter for them, right? So I am in on Malik Willis, even though the tape is a little misleading. It's kind of just schemed up stuff. I'm not buying these cards if I think that this player is going to be great. It's what I think other people think of that player. And then the next, to me, is the most fascinating backup quarterback in the NFL, Andy. It is Mac McCorkle Jones.
Mac McCorkle.
Of the San Francisco 49ers. Obviously, if we were to pull up Mac Jones's Slab Hawk data, and I got lazy, I didn't pull it up earlier, I wanted to. His peak would be up here, and his cards will be here. It'll never get up here. You can't even see my hand. For when that kid sold a Mac Jones one of one for 100K cash, someone showed up with cash. It was kind of suspicious, but the kid made the deal. And now, do you remember towards the NFL draft time, Andy, that there was legit steam that Mac Jones would be the number three overall pick by the San Francisco 49ers? And it said the 49ers took Trey Lance. All right, there's some reputable people that feel the 49ers needed to select someone that had a little bit more upside and juice with Trey Lance, where Mac Jones had a very iffy athletic profile and was a part of one of the best supporting casts in college football history in 2020. So now Shanahan gets the guy that he potentially wanted at first, as a backup quarterback that he feels can run the system. A lot of Shanahan backups normally do well as a part of his rehabilitation program. Obviously, Sam Darnold being one of them, and so on and so on. So, once again, just eye those Mac Jones autos. I see his rookie autos go anywhere from 10, 15 bucks. Some of the higher end stuff go for 20 or so. But if you were to come in, ball out, kind of the same thing with those Sammy D. So, you're not going to get rich with either one of those, but it is fascinating knowing that I think that both those backups would do well if their starter were to go out. So there you
I'm
go.
I'm so tempted with that Mac Jones. I like that Mac Jones play.
Mac.
That's sneaky good, man.
I'm like you, Andy. I'm not like a huge backup guy, and the price really does depend. When I looked this morning, I thought Mac stuff would be a little bit cheaper, but I think some people see the vision. I see an Origins here. It's like $30 at the door, select $30 at the door. So yeah, it's a little bit higher than I thought. But then again, I'm also cheap.
I love the correlated with fantasy, man. If you got the budget depth to diversify and get a little exposure to Mac as a backup, it's like, do you have the bench space to put them on your bench and stash them? If you do, okay, it's a fine stash, But if you don't, let's get some more high-value players that are going to get playing opportunities. I love making plays on the guys that I can also watch, I know are going to get time. And it's like, man, just get that guy the ball, man, and he's going to do his thing. I've been studying this guy kind of thing. You know what I'm saying? And it's just way more of a kind of one of those, like playing fantasy. You pick the guy for a reason. And it's just a lot more fun to pick guys that are going to get the ball.
Andy, here's my goal, is for me to ship one of these best ball contests and then us be rich enough to pull off the most epic bro trip ever. We go to Fanatics Fest in New York City next year. Then we go straight into the World Series of Poker, ship the main, and then go to the National with bags and bags of cash. That's good. You better be ready for it. I'm calling it. I'm putting it out in the atmosphere that Andy and I are going to do that this next year.
Let's do it.
James says he is looking into Tanner McKee.
Tanner, another one. Another one, but Jalen Hurts is undervalued. I'd rather be buying Jalen Hurts, but
Tanner McKee. I will say this about Tanner McKee. Be very watchful of Kyle McCord, the rookie they brought in from Syracuse. I think Kyle's got some juice as a player. So there you go.
There you go.
But yeah, man, we'll talk to y'all next week. Peace out.
All right, y'all. Peace.